This week, Gary Hatter of Champaign, Illinois, reached his 48th state. Mr. Hatter has been chasing a world record on a lawn tractor. He's been driving that tractor for 8 months, over 14,000 miles, through the 48 continental U.S. states. He's ridden through heat, cold, snow, and storms, and held on tight as interstate trucks thundered by his small, slow, open vehicle. This week, Mr. Hatter reached Florida, and he joins us now from Pensacola. Mr. Hatter, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Are you sore?
Yeah, quite a bit, as a matter of fact. I've really taken a beating out here so far, and I'm up to five cushions.
five cushions on the lawn tractor.
Right.
Mr. Hatter, I have to ask, I mean, you've set a world's record, but it's a small reference inside a very thick book. This has taken 8 months out of your life. Why have you done it?
Well, there's probably several reasons as to why, but I think, number one, I had something to prove to myself. I was a semi-truck driver, and I hurt my back unloading a trailer. So I just decided to take a riding lawnmower and see the country, since I wasn't going to be able to do it in a semi anymore. And this is the idea that I came up with, and here I am.
You've driven through some cold weather.
Yeah, I've been through some real cold weather.
Well, how do you manage that? I mean, just put on an extra pair of socks or what?
Well, I'll tell you, it's just, you know, I've come up with ideas. I had them install a cigarette lighter adapter in this lawnmower. And actually, I bought a rear window defroster since I've been on the road.
But you don't have a rear window in a tractor, do you?
No. But I got about seven layers of clothes that I figured out if I stuck that down in there, it'd keep me warm.
Well, a word to the wise. You've been staying in hotels at night.
Right, yeah. I haven't had to exactly sleep in a tent and rough it that way, although when I first started this trip, I had no intention where I was going to sleep. I mean, I didn't know. I just figured that would come as I progressed into the trip, and that's exactly what happened.
I know you've been meeting people along the way, but I'm just wondering if it's been lonely to be away for 8 months.
You know, to be honest with you, I've been in great company out here ever since I started this trip. I get stopped about 15, 20 times a day by people taking pictures. I've got these little checkered flags that I autograph for people and sell to them, and that's pretty much financed my fuel. It's just incredible. You know, I would have never realized that anything I could have done in my life would have made people as happy as what this has. But, I mean, it just brings a smile on everybody's face.
I'm just guessing that after spending all that time on the lawnmower, the lawnmower begins to sort of assume a personality in your mind. I mean, do you have a name for it exactly?
You know, I've been wanting to name it, but I never have came up with a name for it yet. It just, it's running just like it did when it was when I first started this trip. I've never had any problems with it. Haven't been able to give it any nicknames or anything. I mean, it just keeps right on going.
What kind of lawn tractor is it?
It's a Kubota BX2200.
Gas or diesel?
It's a three-cylinder diesel.
Three-cylinder diesel. Yeah. Have you cut any actual grass with it over these past 8 months?
Yeah, I've cut quite a bit of grass. I've cut along in highways. I've helped people mow parks, summertime, if I see some out mowing their lawn, I'd drop the blades down and mow with them, and just had a lot of fun. I mean, just, you know, made an enjoyable trip out of it.
Mr. Hatter, could we impose upon you to, I know you have a cell phone, could you just go outside and let us hear your pal of 8 months for a moment?
Sure, yeah, we can do that.
Thank you. We'll call you right back.
All righty. Hello?
Hi, Mr. Hatter, how are you, sir?
Pretty good.
You're outside in the parking lot?
I sure am. Matter of fact, I'm sitting on a seat floor right now.
All right. Well, if you don't mind, if we're not waking anyone up, could we hear the sound of that splendid machine that's been your companion?
You sure can. Here we go. So powerful that I took off on it. Starts up like a brand new one.
Well, Mr. Hatter, it's been awfully nice talking to you. Good luck.
Well, thank you very much. I sure appreciate it.
Gary Hatter of Champaign, Illinois, speaking with us from Pensacola as he nears the end of crossing the United States on a lawn tractor.